From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The French government backs down over customs officers in St. Martin. International investors take another look at Guyana. And a black woman is to run as Tory parliamentary candidate for the first time in British history. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The mayor of French St. Martin, Albert Fleming, today announced that France has decided to back down on the contentious issue of establishing a customs administration in St. Martin. Instead, a special force will be set up to combat drug trafficking, money laundering, and other suspicious activities. Mayor Fleming also said that Paris would remove the three French officers already stationed on the island by the end of this week. Eddie Williams takes up the story.
This concludes what has been a fierce exchange between Paris and Marigot on the establishment of customs in French St. Martin, which the mayor had argued will endanger the freeport status of the territory. That Paris decided to back down on this issue is attributed to the demonstration of Friday the 12th of October, when Marigot was sealed off by demonstrators against the French government policy. The people of St. Martin should be grateful that through peaceful demonstration they've been able to obtain what they have been fighting for, an obviously satisfied Mayor Fleming said. The French authorities have also agreed to legally confirm the free port status of the territory, placing it outside Europe after 1992. For BBC Caribbean Report, this is Eddie Williams in St. Martin.